escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up at 4 o'clock, we're going to talk to our man Connor Riley from Dog Nation. SEC Media Day is going on. We're live at Murph's Cobb Galleria. It is Dukes and Bell. Brian Kelly spoke to the media today. Hot seat. Our boy Shane Beamer. We love Shane Beamer, man.
Yeah, man. Just, man, they could have beat Bama.
They should have beat Bama.
I know.
They should have beat Bama.
I know. But, again, and they might have been in the playoffs.
That's right.
Argue, based
That's
on
right.
strength of schedule.
He spoke to the media this morning around noonish. Lane Kiffin today, he just literally got through. And then Vandy's coach, Clark Lee, is going to speak. We like their quarterback, though, right? Diego Pavia, he's got some swag.
Well, Pavia, you got to love yourself before you can love someone else. He's basically saying, could have gone elsewhere, making the big money. You know, Big Ten, a bunch of busters. I'm like, wow, okay, man. You know, you got a couple of quarterbacks talking that jive. I like it.
Tomorrow, Kirby, Hugh Freeze, who, by the way, is going to get a lot of questions about golf. I'm telling you right now.
You talked about it last few weeks before I went on vacation. And I ran into one. I'm going to give him a shout-out. He's all the way down in Mobile. He goes, I ran into an Auburn fan. And I, as soon as I said, you're darn right he's playing too much damn golf. So it's definitely making the rounds over there on the plains.
Yeah, look, and by the way, everybody's do their leisure time, but when it becomes a distraction from your recruiting,
right.
then that's where you got to answer these questions.
And your recruiting looks like when you're not even in the top 75, you're in the bottom, worst class in the SEC right now. Those are all facts.
Totally. And then Josh Heupel, and then Sark tomorrow at 3. So tomorrow, another big day at SEC Media, but we'll play some of this stuff for you guys as we continue to move. While we're discussing this, I was just telling Mike, and by the way, again, we're at Murph's All-Star Week, guys. It's been an incredible weekend here in the A. Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Atlanta. And you can come by the Fan Village and stop by Murph's and get a chance to see us. We'd love to do that. We've been doing stuff here since Saturday, by the way. So we'll be here all the way through tomorrow, which tomorrow night, as I said, it culminates with the All-Star Game. But all the players are here, man. And I'm saying here, not here at Murph's. I'm saying all the players are in town. Everybody that is a part of this event is here. And so if you see somebody out or you run into somebody, don't be surprised because the All-Star Game is bringing in the stars. Mike, before we get into this Braves thing, this one thing I think that they have to figure out, Sankey, and I want to be clear about this because I was just looking at his comments, said he spoke to Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, 4 out of the 5 days last week.
Okay.
So the two big honchos are trying to figure out where they want to go with college football and the formatting of the college football playoff. I say that because I don't think Sankey has the relationship with the Big 12 commissioner, your mark, like he does with Tony Petitti.
Right.
So he says, we spoke 4 out of the last 5 days. We talked down there when I was at the SEC Media Days down in Destin. And he basically says, look, the Big Ten has a different view, but this is Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, but he says, that's fine. We have a 12-team playoff, 5 conference champions right now, and if we can't come to an agreement, we can stay there. He just says, we've got to figure out what we're doing for scheduling for 26. Are we keeping eight games? If we're going to nine, some games are going to have to be canceled, and some games will have to be moved.
That's legit.
So he's like, that's why we got to get to a decision.
So it's like you won't go to nine until you know you have a 16-game safety blanket.
That's exactly
16-team safety blanket.
And that's what he's saying, guys. And by the way, look, Mike and I have said this to you guys, and if you're an ACC fan or a Big 12 fan, whatever conference you follow, Pac-12, give me a break. If the the Big Ten and the SEC want it, it's going to happen.
Right.
If Sankey and Petiti can become on the same page, Mike, it's going to move that way.
Think about it as like the old days of Russia and the U.S. We're the superpowers. You know what I mean? It's two superpowers. And these are the guys who dictate the tempo, and we'll see where it goes. I mean, we just discussed it last break. I'd just love to see them go to this nine games because they should. Because the best conference in the country with the best teams should play all these teams as much as they can. And let the chips fall where they may in the playoffs. But to me, it's just – unless, of course, you know, you're not getting the TV revenue you should. You got to renegotiate for that extra game. So be it.
I agree.
But that's my – I mean, to me, why are we dragging our feet? And once we do get to nine, some of these coaches will be like, oh, my gosh, look, the sun really did come up the next day. Okay? And then you can still schedule your two dog blank opponents, you know, if you feel you got to have that before your big rivalry game. But to me, it's where we should be. It's what the fans deserve, and we never get.
We don't get it. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. That's from the commish, what the coaches are saying about their programs. Totally different. We'll play some of that for you. Here's what the Braves have to figure out. And while we're on this all-star break, it's a good time to talk about this. Mike mentioned Ozzie's has been his favorite player. Guys, he's got 2 years left, $7 million, club option. Meaning if the club decides to pick it up, we're paying him $7 million. It also means there's a $4 million buyout on the next year's option. So you would save $3 million if you bought him out.
Right, over the length of the contract.
Correct. Let Ozzie go, and all of a sudden now you're out of that deal. But the thing about this is, and this is what's so perplexing about Ozzie and how bad he's been this year, and again, he's not alone. It's Michael Money Harris is in this mix too. But this is one of the decisions you've got to look at. He's 28 years old, Mike, and you're going, dude, he should be in his prime.
Right.
Like, Ozzie should be killing it right now. Between 28 and, like, 33, you should be, like, that dude. And he's been an all-star, we know. He's a silver slugger, all that stuff. But when you are having the worst season of your life, hitting .221 and a .312 slugging percentage, I think this is decision one. Look, you can go get pitching. You pay for it. Mike talks about it all the time. But is Ozzie going to be here? Because they drafted three shortstops last night.
Right.
Three. And you go, well, wait a minute. Is that a message that the Braves are sending? Now, we may not see any of these young kids in the next year or two, but the fact is they are telling us, hey, Ozzie, down the road, if one of these guys pops, you know, this may not be for long.
Right, and you can play short. You can play second.
Okay? You can, exactly.
That's not negotiable. By the way, another thing that's left out is, yeah, Ozzie's OPS is 606. Again, you've read the Mark Bowman or the Grant articles or the stuff on social media of the guys that qualify. In other words, the everyday starters in baseball. Michael Harris and Ozzie are two of the worst hitters in the show now.
Period.
I mean, you can't even get past it. And then the other thing, and I love Ozzie, but if you go look at it, two of the last 4 years, Ozzie's been hurt. So, you know, if you remember, guys, 2022 only played 64 games. Last year only played 99 games. And then last year the batting really started to come down. And now this year he's having the worst year of his life as a pro. So that's not a guy that you say, well, things are going to turn. You know, you could argue the trend is going one way and it's down.
It's going the other way. Mike, a little birdie told me, and look, I don't start rumors. I just talk about them once they're out. Has the wrist injury and the elbow fracture, we forget,
right,
affected his hitting? He is a switch hitter. I don't know. But a little birdie said to me, that wrist injury in the elbow, man, you're starting to see the decline because those are playing a role now in his ability, right or left.
Right.
But he's been better when he's been depending on the pitchers. He's been better at the on the right-hand side. But you're like, has that played a role? And I didn't want to go there, but I'm telling you guys, it's something that has me wondering. You don't play this poorly, Mike, unless something is not
right. You're just not in that rhythm. And you mentioned the lefty-righty thing. Some guys who just, you know, you see Ozzie sometimes, like, oh, no. Oh, this is not going to end well. And this year, the at-bats, we've talked about this. There's been at-bats where he's lost. You know, I mean, and the home run, I mean, he's a guy you'd always consider a good 20 home run guy.
Yep.
You're not even close with that. So, that to me, that's not that hard a decision. I would move on from Ozzie. Guys say, well, why don't you trade him now? There's no market.
No.
I mean, who's going to take Ozzie on? If you're a team that needs a second baseman, you need a second baseman that can hit. You need a second baseman's OPS is 600.
That's correct.
You know, and that's the same thing goes for, you know, Money Harris. The one guy you could trade if you're inclined. But this is total sell mode, is Sean Murphy. Just because, and I understand the argument, they do have one of the best platoons in all of Major League Baseball for the catcher position.
It's not doing anything for you right now.
But it's not. But where are you in the standings?
You got to think about the big pitcher guys, and that's the thing about this Ozzie thing. By the way, for those of you who are like, well, Ozzie, man, 2023, when everybody was hitting, remember? Right. 33 home runs. That's Ozzie.
Right.
That wasn't like that. That's not the team. That Ozzie hit 33 home runs in 2023.
And then 10 last year. He's on pace for 14 this season.
14. Something is going on. And look, I'm not going to say it's the wrist or the elbow fracture that happened, but something is happening there. 404-726-0929. We're talking about this because All-Star Game's tomorrow. Braves kind of regroup, and hopefully some guys get away. And, Mike, they figure it out. But the Braves do have decisions to make. And when the season is done, guys, they're going to do one or two things. They're going to pick up the option.
Right.
Because it's cheap. Okay. $7 million, big picture, Major League Baseball contracts. You do that. Or they buy him out, and that tells us that AA and company have a plan at right. that position to allow him to leave at 28 years old, to right. about to be 29.
Now, again, Braves fans, are you watching the same stuff we're watching? Guys, who are you going to trade for? What do you think we're going to trade for? For the pitching. We need pitching. This team's got not enough pitching.
No, we don't.
Haven't enough. Even the year you won the freaking World Series, you still have enough pitching. Yes, we need more starting pitching because Alex is not going to spend on frontline pitching. He's looking for deals and bargains. And, yes, the Chris Sale thing worked out perfectly. But, I mean, you know it and I know it. We never have enough starting pitching. So now the irony is if this team does kind of find a way to turn it on in the second half of the season, are you able to get by with what you got right now starting? So if you're Alex, look, if I ran the Braves right now, I would sell it. Now, I'm not saying fire sale it, but I would move some of these pieces. And again, there's no market to move Ozzie. We just discussed that. You know, Money Harris, you really need to get Money Harris a new hitting instructor or somebody in this organization who can deconstruct what he's doing and build it back up. Because he's a lost puppy out there right now.
Yeah, when you're talking about two of your everyday players being two of the worst in Major League Baseball, that is in your lineup every night, every day. You're not winning games, guys.
And 7-8-9 was the strong suit of the squad all the way going back to 2019. This was a solid lineup. That's why Alex gave these guys the contracts. And now it's obviously just blown up where nothing is working.
Yeah, so decisions. Now, the good news is they don't have to make these decisions now. But I'm telling you, that's one they've got to figure out because it starts there at shortstop and second base. And you go, all right, well, what are we doing? Mike's been clamoring. Listen, when Arcia, right, he was an all-star, believe it or not. I know we forget.
Right.
But he stepped in and did an admirable job. But then Arcia became the guy that we thought he was, and he never really was a hitter. He was just in there for defensive purposes.
Yeah.
But those two, we're not great where we need to be great up the middle.
Yeah,
defensively, we're not great, and more importantly, neither one of those guys are hitting. Whoever the hell's playing second base right now.
Nick Allen's the plucky Nick Allen is a fun story. You know, and with the little guy, as we said, he looks like the little guy from Bull Durham. You know, the guy that's riding the bench. That's him. But that's not your long-term answer. They're just like we saw earlier without Profar, with the Profar suspension. Left field was a black hole.
Yeah.
That's why people ask, why are we out the way we are? Well, we've lost three-fifths of our starting pitching, and we had two black holes, three in the lineup, center field, left field, and shortstop, second base at times.
Yeah. And by the way, there's no team looking at those numbers going, you know what, we're going to pitch around Michael Harris tonight. You know, we're not going to pitch to Ozzie. No. We're going to make those guys beat us, and that's been our issue. We don't win one-run games, and we don't score enough. Why are we laying this out? Because this is what we're facing in the second half once we get past the All-Star game, which hopefully is going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. 404-726-0929. We're live at Murph's, guys. It's Dukes and Bell hanging out. We got a lot more to dive into, by the way, including 4th-and-1. Lots of NFL news going on. Mike, I cannot wait. Camp, guys, not this Thursday. Yep. Next Thursday, Falcons training camp starts.
And this is where we finally get rolling. I know you talked about it last week when I was down in the Keys on vacation. Just real quick, the Kirk Cousins stuff. It's fun. A lot of guys have come back to my way of thinking on this when I was killing Kirk Cousins last year. And we heard members of the argument we had with Stake a few weeks ago about, well, no player's ever going to take himself out of a game. Well, there is a point where you get to the point you are hurting the football team. And then you saw, because his life is an open book, I give him credit. There's nothing he won't talk about. Now you realize that this team that was leading the division, that was locked in for a playoff spot, goes down the twos because Kirk Cousins just can't man up and say, look, I don't have it this week, coach. I can't throw the football the way I need to. Because he was so pathologically afraid of Penix Jr., which gets us back to the just frigging draft Penix and let the man rip, and that's where they should have been. Because, you know, that was our 7th year not in the playoffs. But either way, it is interesting to see the reaction from a lot of folks who are like, whoa, man, Kirk, a little selfish there, my man.
Really?
Shocking.
You just started listening to us, huh?
Exactly right.
That's interesting. Because we were saying it from the time it happened. And my thing last week, Mike, was after we allowed him to have this moment on quarterbacks, or quarterback, the Netflix doc, right. My one question was, and nobody was able to answer it, right, Day-Day? Where's the integrity? Everybody wants to tell me what the integrity of Kirk Cousins and what kind of guy he is. Where's the integrity of understanding team first? It wasn't there. And so we blew it. He blew it. Nice guy. Like the guy as a person. How can you not like him?
Right.
But at the end of the day, that was a blank show. And it was all caused simply because of the selfishness and the decision-making of Kirk Cousins. Either way, the good news is that's behind us. I said this to Abe last week. I'm done talking about Cousins.
Right.
I'm all about Michael Penix, MP3, moving forward, MP9. I'm all about Michael Penix and what he's going to be able to bring. Had a guy ask me the other day, called in, and he said, hey, do you really believe in Michael Penix? No, I think he's going to be average. Of course I believe in him. Look, the three games he showed you, he has the capability to play at a very high level. Now, can he do it every week in the NFL? We're going to find out. That's why they play these games, Mike. But I think the kid's going to be great, man.
And again, all we do now is we wait and see if there's an injury. Now, again, the odds on this are pretty long. And if we can get something for Kirk Cousins, if it happens, some quarterback goes down. The quarterbacks wear the non-contact jerseys and don't play in the preseason games for a reason.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to
be. The only chance that Cousins gets traded is something's going to happen September, October before the trade deadline. And, again, I don't think it'll be a distraction. We've already talked about everybody at Flowery Branch. Penix is saying the right things. Kirk is, too. So, it is.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's what it is. We just lost the season because a dude, was looking over his shoulder from the moment Penix Jr. got drafted.
All right, man. Coming up, Elle Duncan, ESPN Zone, Atlanta Zone, is going to stop by the show. She played in the celebrity game, too, celebrity softball game the other night.
She's a natural athlete.
She is, man. But curious to chop it up with her. She always is representing the A, even on SportsCenter. And ironically, one of her coworkers criticized her for it. Did you hear about this?
Oh.
Kind of weak sauce, if you ask me. But we'll talk to Elle Duncan. She's going to stop by here at Murph's. Also, we got Yeah Man, No Man on the way. But when we come back, it's all NFL, and there is news to report. Stay right there.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.